the satanic cult in America, which you wouldn't expect, like being in Thailand, that the people in Thailand knew more about what was happening in America. But it was there that I actually met a trafficked woman who set me on kind of like my journey to trying to figure out giants. And I wondered, what does she mean by giant man? But that was her words that she described, was a giant man. He was holding a bowl that everyone was supposed to drink from when they walked into this ceremony.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. You know, we talk about creatures on this podcast, and today we're talking with our new friend Brooke, who deals with human trafficking and hears stories about not so fun things and the not so fun parts of the blurry creature space, where things, you know, we talk a lot about abductions and people going missing, getting taken. And sometimes it's like, you know, you listen to podcasts like this and you think to yourself, that's crazy, that's wild, these guys are wild, these ideas are out there. But a lot of this stuff happens, and I think more of it happens than less. And when you talk to somebody who deals with it on a daily basis, it's their job. They put into context a lot of things we hear on their show. So we think it's an important one for you as a listener to listen to, so you can give yourself permission to believe the weird stuff. And most of the time, that's all Blurry Creatures is, just giving people permission to get into the weird. So
absolutely. And, you know, big shout out to Dr. Ben Tapper, Blurry Correspondent on the Streets.
Yeah.
Who sent us Brooke. Brooke is one of those people on the front lines, and I, like you said, I think it's an amazing corroboration of things we've heard. It'll put pieces together for a lot of our listeners. She's someone who has dealt directly with trafficked humans and the occult and SRA, DID victims and extreme trauma. This is about exposing the darkness, and I think it's important to talk about this topic. This is one of the darkest places you can go. There are more enslaved people on the planet right now than there have been in the entirety of human history. And I think that's an inconvenient truth for the West. It's an inconvenient truth for the church. And we've got to understand that the darkness is very, very interested in keeping this as one of their main things. And, you know, Nate, I think a lot of times people talk, you know, people that want to naysay our show or what we do, talk about saying we're enamored with the darkness, or we are pursuing these things, these dark things, and frankly, what we're doing is pursuing the truth, and we are trying to expose the enemy. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that Christians not only know their Bibles, which most don't, but know their enemies. And we are in a war, and much of what we're going to hear from Brooke is important to understand when it comes to the strategy of the darkness. And this is something near and dear to my heart. This cause is near and dear to my heart, and this is the ultimate darkness of preying on the innocent and turning people into collateral and trash and throwing them away. And luckily for us, Nate, we serve, God is in the business of redemption, mm-hmm. and resurrection, and he is in the business of pushing back and exposing the darkness, defeating the darkness. And so I'm excited to bring Brooke on. I know this is going to be a heavy episode for a lot of our listeners, but I think it's infinitely important. Mm. To address this topic and to expose what's going on in the underbelly of our country and really across the world.
Yeah, and I think on Blurry Creatures, a lot of times, you know, when we brought Laura Sanger on the show, we didn't realize, like, I mean, I don't know what you thought, Luke, but I had no idea where the show would go. So she's dropped a lot of hardcore truths on her show. So it's another one of those where, you know, in some ways you and I just kind of let the show steer itself. And I feel like, obviously, it's not fun always to talk about some of these topics. It's hard, but it's good because there's somebody in your life that needs you to have a conversation with them about this stuff. Because the more people who are aware of what's going on, the harder it is for these entities to be doing what they're doing.
That's right.
And ignorance is not helping. And fighting these dumb battles on, you know, about things that don't really matter when people are being, you know, abducted and taken, whether it's by alien creatures or cryptid creatures or other human beings, you know, we need to be talking about some serious problems and things going on. And it's hard enough to convince any of these people that these things are happening. So if you want to partner with us and become a member and get access to shows like this, this is one of the shows you get access to. You can go to blurrycreatures.com/members and become a member of the show. Can't say thanks enough to all the people who sponsor the show and make this possible. We spend hours and hours and hours on computers editing video, editing audio, making memes, and just trying to give people permission to get blurry, get weird. And those who do, can't say thanks enough. Head over to our website. There's a video there you can watch and see all the things you get. We're doing more perks every day for members who sponsor the show and help us do this. And appreciate Brooke for coming on and sharing her story and being a part of the blurry community. And I didn't even know she was a fan of the show before Ben found her. So that's crazy.
Yep. We're just going to get blurry all the way into the blurryverse. All in.
Dude, so let's get Brooke on the show.
Yeah. Let's take it to the promised land. The land of juice and honey.
Juice and honey. That's it.